Davis that started the paper. He taught school, and he was a distribution. But I remember it was a big deal when we set up little Five Points, and we bought boxes to put out there. That was a big deal. And then when we set up Cobb County, that was another
thing. Oh, my gosh, I can imagine.
You know Jim Botiford, the guy who's going to be the judge in this Nichols case?
Yeah.
Jim Botiford worked his way through law school as our distribution manager. So he would know. He would know that when we set up Little Five Points.
Which was your what was your distribution spot for Little Five?
Oh, we probably had two or three boxes. We used to buy boxes, old boxes, from the guy who refurbished the AJC's boxes.
Yeah.
And I'm sure we had it at the Little Five Points pub.
I was a cook there.
Were you?
Oh, yes. I swore that the one job that I would never have would be cooking in a restaurant because I'm just not a cook. And so then I got a job cooking there in May so that I was cooking all summer. But I was a competitive Frisbee player, and so they hired me. They would give me any time off I needed to go to tournaments, and I would work weekends when I wasn't at tournaments. So, yeah, I worked there in the early days, became a waitress later.
Now, eat your vegetables. How long ago was
that
later? Long after that. Well, then how about where... So you got Five Points Pub, Moreland, Euclid.
Yeah.
What about this place right here? This has McClendon and...
Well, it's Zesto's on this corner.
Yeah, it's Zesto's, right.
And right now it's an Australian couple own it.
It's an eating place, though, right?
Yeah,
What was it when you were there?
Oh, you got me, honey.
Wasn't it a restaurant?
It was. The Zesto brothers had a fight and split up, and one opened it as a breakfast joint.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. That's the word I heard on that one.
See, we could tell you how good food was at all these eating places because that's where we distributed. And if the food was good, you got rid of a lot of papers. As the food went away in quality, your distribution went away.
Yeah.
That was pretty accurate.
That's pretty funny, yeah.
But we always got rid of a bunch at Little Five Points Pub.
Yeah. So, that was such a great spot.
It was a community center almost.
It was.
Because I don't drink and I hung out there a lot.
It was funny, they had windows cut over the bar. You know, sitting at the bar, there were windows cut looking into the kitchen, and you could see the guys who, it was the old Redwood Lounge before, it was the Little Five Point, Redwood Lounge?
Yep.
Yeah, it was the old Redwood Lounge before it was the Little Five
now,
Point.
What time? What day? I mean,
this
what year?
Well, the pub opened up about 74 or 5, didn't
so
it?
So you said you came in 72.
Yeah.
So it had to have been, well then we didn't, that doesn't sound familiar to me, so we probably waited 2 years.
It had kind of died out. It was a serious redneck.
And knifing a knight. That's what we...
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It had a bad reputation at that point.
It had a well-deserved
reputation. And then the Quakers went in and bought it up and created the Little Five Points Pub.
I didn't know the Quakers did that.
Don Bender's a Quaker. And
well, the Quaker House. Is he the Quaker House? Because that's where we used to go to hear Alan Watts.
I don't...
He's affiliated with him.
Yeah,
he's a big official.
He's not an official, but But his heart is, he's a Quaker. So, you know,
gotcha.
Just a good, gentle, great guy. I've just always admired him. And Harriet and Perry Treadwell were also owners at that. Yeah. Harriet's remarried a guy. Oh, greatest last name. Upnick or something like that. He was an Emory professor. And it's Norwegian, but in English it stands for nothing. So Harriet said, so my name is Harriet Nothing. Just a stupid little joke, but so somewhere around, I think around 74, 75. No, I
did everything by what college? Was I in grad school then?
I've got a story to tell you.
Okay, now my brain. Okay.